Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners, because, as you know, we are in the most solemn and grave month of Muharram, the month in which the master of the martyrs, Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, was martyred along with his loyal companions and some of his closest family members. This is a very sad month for all of the freedom-seeking and all of the justice-loving people of the world, as well as the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam, and those who are fond of them. Today on The Key, we would like to ask a very interesting question, an important question, and that question is this. We usually think of the people who attained the status and station of martyrdom along with Imam Hussein as being 72 in number. But it might come to mind here to ask, is there anybody who was perhaps martyred after Imam Hussein? And we usually think of Imam Hussein as the last person who was practically martyred on the day of Ashura. But the question we want to ask today is whether was there anybody else who was martyred or who attained the station of martyrdom after him or not? The answer to this question is that yes, there were individuals who attained the station of martyrdom, let's put it that way, after Imam Hussein passed away and died and was martyred. And if we count them, take them into account, along with the 72 people who were martyred and Imam Hussein, you know, before that, the total number of the martyrs of Karbala would actually come out to be 136 individuals. For example, there was a person called Ruwayd ibn Abi al-Mata. He was somebody who was actually injured and was laying on the battlefield and had you know, passed out and was unconscious. When he awoke, where he saw that everybody had passed away, he took out one of his swords or his knives, and he tried to fight, you know, what was remaining of the army of Yazid, and, you know, he attained the station of martyrdom. Another person was a person by the name of Khafkhad ibn Mihnad al-Rasibi. This is a person, he had set off from Basra in order to assist the Imam when he got to the plains of Karbala. He saw that, no, everybody has died, Imam Hussein has attained martyrdom. He arrived too late. But at the same time when he arrived, he took out his sword, he began to fight. And after killing a few people from the army of the enemy, he attained the station of martyrdom. There are also other people who, it is interesting to note, they became injured in the fields of Karbala. Right, they hadn't attained the station of martyrdom, but later on, as time passed, like for example, after a year, they died from their injuries, and you know, in this way, they attained the station of martyrdom. Right, so approximately, according to some researchers, some specialists in this field, the total number of actual people who actually died and attained martyrdom on the day of Karbala or from the Battle of Karbala, comes to a total of 136 people. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the total number of people who actually died before or after the day of Ashura, and on the day of Ashura, in the Battle of Karbala. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.